Okay, so lie on your backs and notice the contact that you're making with the floor now. And for a moment, extend your legs. Extend your legs down the floor and place your hands at your side, palms down. This is our resting position generally in awareness through movement. If you're uncomfortable resting like this, you may bring your feet to standing. But just for a moment, notice the contact with your floor and draw your attention to your feet. And notice what direction the feet are facing in. Are they both facing in the same direction? Or is one foot turned a little bit differently than the other? Notice the distance that you chose to put your feet. Are they far apart, hip-width apart, close together? What's that distance for you right now? Notice the contact that your lower legs are making with the floor. And notice any difference between the contact that the left leg is making and the right. Notice the space underneath your knees. The contact that your upper legs, the thighs, are making with the floor. The contact of the pelvis. The distance underneath the low back. What is the sweep of the low back right now today? Notice the contact that the shoulder blades are making with the floor and the contact of the back of your head. Now roll over to your side and come up to standing. And for those of you who've been coming to class on a weekly basis, today you're in for something different. We're going to stand up and lay down quite a bit. This is quite an active lesson. Another rule, for lack of a better word, is if you can't do a movement, if it's not available to you right now, just imagine it. Imagination works very well. So in this position, listen to the instruction. My instruction is I want you to hop three times. Small hops, paying attention to how you hop. So you don't have to, you're not playing basketball, you're just seeing how you hop. So go ahead, hop three times. And then just stop. And have a sense of how you hopped. And now, keeping your left toes on the ground, hop on the right leg. Just three times to notice how you hop right now on the right leg. Just with your left toes, if you need a little support for balance, you can keep one foot on the ground. Just three times, noticing how you do it, and then switch and do the left leg. Hop on the left leg. That's right. And just remember that and lie down and lie on your stomachs. Lie on your stomach and bring your hands up, elbows bent, loosely around your head in a comfortable position. And then turn your head to the right or the left, whichever side is comfortable for you. And at any time during the lesson when you're on your stomach, you're free to rearrange your arms to shift the direction of your head. Now, in this situation, bend your right knee and bring the right foot towards the ceiling. If the right knee is in any kind of discomfort, you may start on the left side. Okay, so bend the knee, bring the foot towards the ceiling, and begin to bend the foot towards the lower leg and straighten it. So only the knee is off the ground, the entire leg is resting, the lower leg is in the air. That's right, keep the foot up, and very slowly, bend the foot so it comes closer to the lower leg, and then straighten the foot towards the ceiling. And don't go in your full range of motion. Just get a nice, lazy bending and straightening going. Like you could just bend and straighten that foot for the rest of the afternoon. And sense, how do you do that? What direction do the toes point in as you bend the foot? What direction do they point in as you straighten the foot? And now as you're bending and straightening the right foot, what toes do you notice? Do you have a sense of your big toe? What does the big toe do as the foot straightens? And what does it do as the foot bends? And now direct your attention to the second toe. Keep bending and straightening the foot. Don't stop. That is a continuous movement. Slow bending and straightening. And just direct your attention to your second toe. And notice, what does it do as the foot bends and as the foot straightens? Bring your attention to your third toe. It's interesting. Do you even have a sense of your third toe? Or do you just have a big toe and a pinky toe and some stuff in between? Bring your attention to your third toe and notice, what does that third toe do as the foot bends and the foot straightens? And now bring your attention to the fourth toe. Feel its activity as the foot bends, then straightens. A couple times the attention is on the fourth toe. And then bring the attention to the small toe. And how is that contributing? Can you sense that small toe? Now, have a sense of all the toes individually and them working together as a part of the foot. And bend and straighten the foot a few more times, easy range of motion so there's no jerkiness, with your awareness spread through all the toes and then the entire foot. And then just leave it, straighten your legs, straighten your right leg down on the floor, and take a rest. And for those of you who are new to the class, this concept of a rest in awareness through movement is a rest of the attention. Because clearly, we're not doing anything too strenuous right yet. So just rest your attention, make yourself comfortable in lying. And now bend the left leg at the knee and bring the left foot towards the ceiling. And begin that slow, easy movement of bending the left foot down towards the lower leg and then straightening it up towards the ceiling. And just notice for a minute, is this different? Is it different to bend and straighten the left foot from bending and straightening the right? And go slowly, a slow, easy range of motion, and then direct your attention to your toes. Which toes come to your attention first? Do you notice the big toe, the little toe, or what toes in between might call your attention. And then begin to direct your attention with awareness to the big toe as you continue to bend and straighten the foot. Notice the big toe. And then notice the second toe. Notice the third toe. And notice the fourth toe. And the fifth toe. And then get a sense of all the toes simultaneously. How do they work as the foot bends and straightens? Sense them all together as a part of the entire foot. Now leave that alone and rest. And bend your right leg again and bring the right foot towards the floor. And now, with the left leg straight and the right foot towards the floor, begin to bend and straighten the right foot. The left toes can rest, so the left toes are straight down the floor. And now feel the movement and gradually begin to increase the movement. Go as fast. Make it go faster and faster and fast as you can. And do that movement 5 times fast. And just let the foot bend and straighten. And notice, how does the range change when you move fast? After you've done it 5 times fast, just lower that leg and rest. And now bend the left knee and bring the left foot towards the floor. And just feel the bending and straightening of the left foot. An easy range of motion where you don't feel any jerkiness in the range, where it's smooth throughout the bend and the straighten. And then begin to increase the speed and bend it and straighten it faster and faster until you're going as fast as you comfortably can. And do that fast movement 5 times. Boom, fast, 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 fast. And then just leave it alone and rest. Straighten your leg and roll over onto your back and rest. Sense yourself in line. Sense your feet now. How has the sensation in your feet changed since the beginning of the lesson? Is there anything different about the way they're resting on the floor? Their turnout? Their distance between each other? Notice any differences. Now, bend both knees and bring your feet to standing. And place them a comfortable distance apart. For many people, that's about hip width. You see what's comfortable for you. A way that you could stay in this position for a while. And now, begin to lift the top of the right foot towards the lower leg on the right. You keep the heel pinned on the floor and you just lift the top of the right foot up. Just the heels pinned to the floor and you bring the toes up towards the lower leg and then you drop it back down. And do this in a way that you can hear the tapping. So you bend the foot and tap. And you bend the foot and tap and do it in a way. How would you have to do it so you hear the tap? Try it with the toes really tight. Like if you stiffen up your toes, do you hear it tapping? And now try it a few times where you just let the toes be really limp and loose. And then drop the front of the foot towards the floor. Tap, tap, tap. That's right. So continue to do this motion and feel your range. Notice what's happening in the knee and the hip. And now, keeping the heel glued to the floor, pivot the right toes to the outside. So the right toes turn to the right, the knee stays facing the ceiling, and begin to lift the front of the foot and lower it. Tap, tap, tap. Just the front of the right foot, the toes are facing towards the right. Tap, 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 and do it so you can hear it. I'm not hearing very much in the room. That's good, Frank. Now I hear it. So many times, tap, tap, tap. Rest when you need to. How's that different from when the foot's in the middle? Spread your awareness up through your leg and hip. And now pivot the foot to the inside. So the toes are pointing to the inside and the heel is glued to the floor. And begin to tap the right foot in this orientation. Tap so you can hear the tapping on the floor. That's right, that's good. Tap, tap, tap. And now a few more taps with the foot facing towards the left. And then bring your foot back to center and begin to tap quickly in the center. Tap, tap, tap. Fast little loud taps. Let the toes be loose. If the toes are loose, the whole front of the foot will bang down and bang the floor. Just one foot. We're just doing the right foot now. There we go. And leave that alone and rest with the knees standing or lengthen your legs. What's the sensation you're feeling in that right foot now? How do the right toes feel? Now bend your knees and bring your feet to standing. And begin to tap with the left foot. So the top of the left foot goes towards the left lower leg and then it bangs to the floor. So you lift the top of the left foot and then you let it drop down to the floor in a way that you can hear the tapping. That's right. Tap, tap, tap. Loud banging of the toes. Spread the awareness so you feel what's happening higher up in the knee, in the hip. You might feel it in your low back. And now speed it up. Tap, 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 tap. Quick little taps so that you can hear the sound that the left toes are making when they come in contact with the floor. And stop for a moment and pivot the left toes towards the left, towards the outside. And once again, begin to lift the left foot away from the floor and let the toes fall. Tap, 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 and then speed it up faster. Tap, tap, tap. There's a thought in Feldenkrais. It's called go faster, but don't hurry. And what's meant by that is quicken the movement, but don't skip over any of the parts. So if you have to make the range of motion smaller, in order to accomplish that, make it smaller. And now pivot the toes to the inside, to the right, the heels on the floor, and begin to tap with the foot in this orientation. So lift the toes up towards the lower leg and let them bang back down so you hear the tapping. lift and bang and lift and bang. When you've got a sense of how to do that, how to drop the foot so you can really hear those toes, then go faster. Tap, 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 tap. Left toes tapping, pointing inwards. Spread the awareness so you notice what's going on in the knee and the hip. Perhaps there's a resonance through your back. And then bring your foot back to center. And once again, tap very quickly in the center. Tap, 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 tap. Quick little taps. Do about 10 of them. So you really hear it. Give yourself that challenge. I'm going to hear my toes hit the floor. Keep the heel pegged down. That's right. And then leave it and rest on your back. And sense yourself in lying now. The sensation in your feet. The direction the feet are lying. The contact of the lower legs on the floor. The space behind your knees. The contact of your thighs. Your pelvis. How is your pelvis lying now? Has anything changed in the low back, the contact it's making, the contact of your shoulder blades and your head? And now roll over onto your stomachs and make yourselves comfortable on your stomach. Bend your elbows up and circle them around your head in a loose way, and lie with your head to whichever side is comfortable. Now bring both legs together, if you can, or as close together as is comfortable. Bend the knees so both feet move towards the ceiling. That's right. And in this situation, do a movement of bringing the heels together so the toes spread apart in a V shape. And then bring the big toes together so the heels spread apart in a V shape. And do that many times lightly. Toes together, heels together. And go slowly so you can feel, so you can notice what happens in the lower legs. You may feel a rotation in the leg bones there. Feel what has to happen in the knee to allow the heels to come together and the big toes to touch. Notice if you sense anything in your hip joints. And just very lightly, many times, heels together, toes together. Notice your breath. Is there a part of the movement where the breath might get constricted? If it's difficult for you in one part of the movement, you may hold your breath. So just breathe throughout the movement. Make it smaller if you need to. And now just stop in the middle. And hold your left foot still and just move the right foot. So the right heel touches the left heel and then the right toes touch the left big toe. And do that movement of just the right heel moving and the right toes moving and the left foot staying very quiet. And when you feel like you've got that, when you understand how to keep the left foot quiet, and then the right heel touches the left heel, and the right big toe touches the left big toe, just begin to go quicker. When you understand how to do it, keeping the left foot quiet, Just move the right foot quickly. Heel toe, heel toe, heel toe, heel toe. Many times, quickly, as quick as you can. Quick is not something we generally do in Feldenkrais. But quick teaches us something about just how to let the movement happen and how to use our whole selves in the movement. Okay, so stop that for a moment and let both feet rest towards the ceiling. And then begin to do the movement with the left foot. So the left heel touches the right heel and the left big toe touches the right big toe. And keep the left foot quiet. Be strict with yourself in this part. Are you really keeping the left foot quiet? Or is it sneaking in and trying to move? And when you're sure that you're doing the movement with the left foot quiet, and yeah, most of you are, then begin to increase the speed. Heel toe, heel toe, heel toe, and notice what happens throughout the left leg. That the left lower leg, the bones in the left lower leg actually twist in response to what the heel's doing. And you feel the movement in the knee. And you feel the movement in the hip joint. Okay. And now leave it alone and lengthen your legs. And now roll over and come up to stand. Yeah, I know, everybody complains. You're going to like this part though. So just sense yourself in standing. And now standing with your feet comfortably apart. Begin to do a movement of lifting your heels towards the ceiling and dropping them. A small little movement, dropping the heels, the knees are soft, soften your knees, and drop your heels so you can hear the sound of them dropping. And just go very quickly, it's a small movement. Boom, 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 boom. The knees are soft, and you're just dropping the heels. And feel that shaking through the whole body. So you don't have to do anything to the body, but as you drop the heels, the whole body shakes and organizes itself. And what Feldenkrais says of this motion is it's like you're shaking a sack of flour. So just quickly, boom, 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 drop the heels, drop the heels, keep the knees soft, let the heels drop, and feel it resonating through your entire self, through your hips, through your back, your shoulders, your head. And now stop for a moment and bring the right foot just a little bit forward if you need to for balance. And then just lift and lower the left heel. So you're just going to drop, 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 drop on the left heel. So you put your feet where you need to so you feel balanced and lift the left heel and drop on it and lift and drop and just go quickly. So you're just vibrating, shaking through the left side. If you want, you can close your eyes and just get that sensation. And then stop and change legs. So you're just going to drop the right heel, drop, drop, drop. You're lifting the right heel and letting it drop. Feeling that vibration all through your system. Feeling how the whole body organizes itself around that shaking. And now, once again, do the movement with both feet. Keep the knees soft. You always want your joints soft. You don't want to stress them by keeping them straight. And then fast. Drop, 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 drop. Hear the dropping. The heels lift and drop. That's right. Good, Elizabeth. Okay, and leave it and lie down on your backs. Everybody cheers. Just sense yourself in lying and then roll over onto your stomach. I told you this was an active lesson. Roll onto your stomach, bend the right knee, and lift the right foot into the air. That's right. Just the right. The left is long and straight. Your head down if possible. Everything else resting, just the right foot in the air. And now, very slowly and precisely, begin to describe a circle with the right foot. So the right foot bends forward, just the foot, not the lower leg. Everybody keep your lower leg still and then bend the right foot forward towards the lower leg, and then it moves out to the side and up towards the ceiling. Then it moves to the inside and back towards the lower leg. And go very slowly. If you think you're going slowly, go much slower. And allow yourself to sense what parts of the circle are smooth and what parts might be a little jerky. And what can you do to smooth the jerky part out? Decrease the range. Go a little slower. Allow something else in yourself to let go so that the foot can move more smoothly. Check in with your breath. Are you breathing? Check in with your jaw. Is the jaw helping you make the foot circle? It doesn't need to. And now once you feel like you have a smooth circle, begin to increase the speed. Go faster. Go faster and faster and feel how that is. And notice, as you go faster, are you still creating a circle or are you making some other type of shape? Now stop that and begin to describe a circle in the opposite direction. So if you started out going clockwise, go counterclockwise. And begin slowly, feeling that entire journey of the foot, from the foot bending towards the lower leg and then moving towards the outside of the room. Then it straightens up towards the ceiling. It moves to the inside and then it bends back down towards the lower leg. And feel that entire circle that the foot can make. And do you notice your toes? Have they remained in your awareness? How do they change in this circle? And then begin to quicken the pace of the circle. Go faster and faster, but don't hurry. Don't skip over any parts. Just make it quicker. You may have to limit the range of the circle to make it quicker. Feel how the ankle responds, how the lower leg participates. And then stop in the middle in reverse direction. Reverse the direction and do a couple circles clockwise, and then change and do a couple circles counterclockwise. As quick as you can. Circle, 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 switch directions, circle, circle, circle. That's right, and leave it and lengthen the leg and rest. What's the sensation in that right foot now? Beginning to feel that whole foot. Now bend the left knee and bring the left foot towards the floor, the ceiling. And begin to make a slow, easy circle with the left foot. And we'll get to fast, but go slow and make that circle as big as you comfortably can and as complete as you can. So it's like you're tracing the second hands on a clock, and you're going to hit every second on that clock. And you're going to slow it down enough so that you don't skip a second. That's nice. And then when you feel like you have a big, smooth, round circle, begin to speed it up. Go faster and faster and keep the whole foot in your awareness, the heel, the toes, everything in between. Keep the lower leg quiet. The lower leg doesn't move, just the foot moves. So just the foot moves. And then stop in the middle and reverse the direction and make it slow to begin with. And make it complete. Make it as smooth and round and big as you can, feeling each second of that circle. And then begin to go faster. Round and round, fast, round circles with the foot. And then switch directions. Go in the opposite direction two or three times, and then switch directions again. And then leave it and rest. And then come to standing. And soften your knees. And place the right foot a little bit in front of the left with soft knees. And begin to lift the right toes towards the low leg and let them drop. So you're going to bend the right foot. That's right. And we want to hear the sound of the toes. So it's bang, 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 bang. Tap those toes on the floor. Keep the knees soft. And let's see if we can hear a loud tapping in the room. And if you're not hearing the tapping, what could you do? Maybe you could bend the knees a little bit more. Separate the legs a little bit more. And now keeping the right heel glued to the floor, pivot the right foot to the right. Keep the knees soft and begin to tap again. Keep your hips forward. In this situation, the hips are forward, just the toes rotate. And begin to tap the foot. Tap. Before you go fast, hear the banging of the toes. Tap, tap, tap. Soft toes make a bigger bang. That's my clue. Tap, tap, tap. And then a little faster. Tap, 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 tap. And then with the heel pinned to the floor, rotate the right foot towards the inside. The hips are forward, the knees are soft, and begin to tap again. Go slowly at first so you can hear the tapping. If you make your knees a little softer, you'll tap better. There you go. Now lift and tap. That's right. Soft knees. Tap, tap. And then once you feel the tapping, go faster. It's a balance lesson. Stop when you need to. Take a rest. Do a few and stop and then start again. Okay, now pivot the foot back to the front and tap again. Fast, easy, loud tapping. There we go. That looks good. Yeah. Okay, stop and change legs. So bring the left foot a little bit forward of the right. Soften your knees and begin to tap. Where are you looking? Do you have to watch your foot or can you look straight ahead and do it? And are you breathing or are you holding your breath? How about your arms? Can your arms hang loosely at your sides? So the rest of yourself can respond to the tapping. Go a little bit faster. Tap so I can hear you tapping. And now keeping the left heel pinned to the floor, rotate the left foot to the left. The hips stay forward and begin to tap again. Tap so you can hear your tapping. Bang, 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 bang. Let that foot fall. And can you do it in a way so only the leg is moving? That's right. And the rest of the body responds. Faster. Faster. Tap, 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 tap. That's right. Now rotate the toes to the inside and tap again. Lift the front of the left foot and let it drop. Lift and drop. What are your toes doing? Can the toes be soft and just bang on the floor? Tap, tap, tap. Tap, tap. Now come back to center and bring your feet together. And now a little good distance with the legs apart. And now tap once with the left foot and once with the right. So the left toes come up and bang. And go slow at first so you can feel the movement. Feel how the hips have to respond. Feel that you can breathe and look ahead. And then once you've got it, go faster. Tap, 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 tap. Little duck walk. Tap, 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 tap. Now can you do both feet together? That's right. Good. Tap, 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 tap. And leave it alone and lie on your backs. Sense yourself in lying. What's the sensation in your feet now? How do your toes feel? Longer, bigger, like you have 10 toes. Bend your knees and bring your feet to standing, please. And lift your right leg into the air and take hold behind your right thigh with both hands. So that's right. And then let the right leg just dangle so it's comfortable. You're just holding the leg comfortably there. The right lower leg is dangling close to the right buttocks comfortably. And now begin to bend and straighten the right foot. Bend slowly. I know the theme of the day is fast and light, but start slowly and feel the motion. And bend with the whole foot, so the heel and the toes move as a unit. That's right. How is this different from when you did it on your stomachs with your foot in the air? Bend and straighten. Feel how smooth the motion can be. If you get to a jerky spot, go slower and make a smaller range of motion. So you're only making a smooth, easy bending and straightening of the foot. And make the largest movement possible that's smooth. And only the foot moves. The lower leg doesn't move in space. So the lower leg hangs, and only the foot moves. That's right, it's easier that way. There you go. And then once you feel you've got it, and just the foot is moving, then just begin to go quickly. Bend and straighten quickly. A few times. That's right, that's nice. That's good. And then change legs. So bring the right foot down, bring the left leg up. Hold on behind the left thigh. The left lower leg dangles comfortably. And in this situation, begin to bend and straighten the left leg. So the top of the foot goes towards the lower leg, and then it goes towards the floor. And go slowly and explore that easy range of motion. Smooth, easy range of motion. The biggest range you can make that's smooth. And now begin to quicken the pace. Bend and straighten faster, but don't hurry. Go faster, but don't hurry. And feel the foot bend and straighten quickly. How does that resonate through the rest of you? Spread your awareness and notice where else you might feel it. Or notice where you might be holding that's restricting the movement. So check in with your breath. Check in with your jaw. And leave it and lengthen your legs and rest for a moment. Notice your contact with the floor now. How is that different from the beginning of the lesson? Notice your breath. Has it settled in any way? Now bend your knees and bring your feet to standing. Take hold behind the right thigh. Bring the right leg into the air and take hold behind the right thigh. And begin to circle the right foot. The right lower leg is just dangling down towards your buttocks. That's right. And circle the right foot slowly. Very slowly, a smooth, complete circle. Notice that as the heel moves one way, the toes move the other. So the heel describes a clockwise circle as the toes describe a counterclockwise circle. And then begin to increase the pace. Circle more quickly. Notice how you have to change the range to do that. Quick, easy, light circles a few times. Quick and light. And now stop and change direction and go slowly at first. Feel your entire circle. And then begin to quicken the movement. And go faster and as fast as you can without hurrying. Making a complete circle. And then shift directions. fast in about 3 circles, fast one way, and then switch directions and make about 3 circles in the other direction. That's right. And then just leave it and rest. Notice yourself in resting now. And then come to stand. Roll to your side, keep your head low and light, and come up to standing. And now in standing, bend your knees so that you go down low, so that you're very soft with bent knees. Feet a little closer together, about hip width. And now in this situation, just raise the right heel and let it drop. And then raise the left heel and let it drop. And then begin to do that right, left. Slow it first. And then faster, quicker. That's right. And just feel that you're moving just from the heels, the low leg down. That looks good. So, and move faster and faster. The heels, the knees are soft. The back is responding. And now just do it with the right foot. So with the knees low, with your body down low to the floor, like low, not straight, just right heel. And then switch over to the left heel. That's right. Left heel. And now both heels, fast. Boom. Very soft knees. The hips drop a little bit. That's good. Now right and left again, as fast as you can. Right, left. That's good. And just leave it and rest. Martha, before you go, you need to hop. Well, actually, we're all going to do it, so you can join us. So one last time before we hop, just raise yourself on your heels towards the ceiling and lower. And do that a couple times and notice how that's changed. That's good. And now come to resting. And then hop. Just allow yourself to hop 3 times, like in the beginning. And notice how you hop now. It's different. Oh, yeah, now you're springing off. That's good. And, okay, now let's just hop. Everyone, hop on your right leg. You can leave the left toes on the floor for balance. 3 little hops on the right leg. That's good. And then switch over the legs and hop on the left leg. Okay, and thank you.